Why don't people spend more time talking to God? Why don't I spend more time talking to God? Well, we all give our excuses, but at the end of the day, we have to make time to speak and listen to the Heavenly Father. Jesus had a special time early in the morning. Hey, thanks for joining us as we are looking 30 days to develop our conversation with God, our prayer life, so critical to all believers. So Jesus' special time of the day was in the morning, Mark 1:35, and rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Jesus had just called his first disciples and launched his public ministry. At Capernaum, he preached at the synagogue, and the listeners were amazed at the authority in which he spoke. Imagine the Word opening up the Word. After teaching in the synagogue, Jesus went to Peter's house where he healed Peter's ailing mother-in-law. And the news spread throughout the region, and by evening, it says the whole town gathered at Peter's front door. It was a busy day. But for Jesus, being busy was not an excuse. He didn't cram prayer into his schedule. Prayer started his schedule. The next morning, Jesus got up early and found a place by himself to talk to the Father. Now, let's be careful here. Don't take from the passage that praying by yourself in the dark is the formula for successful prayer and will automatically place you with the spiritual elite. By the way, some people think that. Let's just get two important principles from this passage. Here's the first one. While it's important to communicate with God throughout the day, it's also important to have a time to be alone with Him. I don't know what time works best for you. You got a lot of things going on. Some of you listening, you got kids running all around. You just have to find your time and secure that time and guard that time the best you can. Secondly, the solitary place for you may be in a secluded spot in your home, the woods behind your house, or enjoying your special drink in a coffee shop. You may be sitting, kneeling, walking, running, laying prostrate on the floor, or a combo of all the above. The point of the solitary place is focus. Where and how can you give undivided attention to God? Father, you've created us all differently. You've wired us differently. Some of us are morning people. Some of us are night owls. Help us to find the best time and best place to pray. Give us the desire to meet with you every day, and then keep that conversation going throughout the day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.